Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Clementine, Lavinia and Jules with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, one of Australia's major urban koala populations seems to be stabilising after an 80% decrease in numbers. However, experts warn that the numbers are still dangerously low and that these populations would likely unable to survive a major bushfire or drought. The Redlands coast east of Brisbane was once a stronghold for koalas, but since the early 2000s, its koala population has dropped to between 350 and 500, according to the Redlands City Council. Experts have credited the decline to habitat loss from urbanisation and deaths from road accidents and dog attacks. The Redlands City Council has been working with university researchers to try and halt the population decline. In 2020, a mobile app was launched allowing locals to report sightings of sick or injured koalas to wildlife carers. Some koalas have also been fitted with Bluetooth ear tags, which are connected to the mobile app and tell users about koalas in the area. While research from two Queensland universities suggests that there is no major decrease in the Redlands Coast koala population since 2019, the Australian Koala Foundation remains unconvinced that the population will recover fully because important habitats continue to be cleared for development.
Australian developer Altus Property Group has announced a $1.5 billion deal with the Trump Organization to build Australia's first Trump Tower. The skyscraper is planned to reach 91 stories and be 340 metres tall, which would make it Australia's tallest building, surpassing Melbourne's Australia 108. Although the deal has been signed between the developer and the Trump Organization, the Gold Coast has confirmed that a formal development application has not yet been submitted. Despite visitors and locals alike agreeing the Trump brand carries political and reputational risks, the developer hopes to begin construction in 2026, aiming for completion before the Brisbane 2032 Olympics. In national news, despite our warm climate, Australia has celebrated its most successful Winter Olympics ever at the 2026 Milano Cortina Games, with 6 medals including multiple golds and silvers across freestyle skiing and aerials. Overall, Australia came 14th on the medal tally, beating out Great Britain and landing just behind winter sport heavyweights Canada, Japan and China, which may lead to more funding to support future Winter Olympians. Furthermore, Canada and Australia are set to form a mineral supergroup as two of the largest global mineral suppliers to counter China's supply chain dominance over metals and navigate the volatile trade policies of the US. Although the US remains a critical long-term partner for Australia's mineral industry, the frequent tariff changes have posed a potential threat to Australia's continued economic stability. Satchwell, an adjunct professor at the University of Queensland, describes Canada as Australia's closest peer in the mineral market in terms of scale, capability, and commitment to sustainable mining. He says, quote, "It should be treated not as a competitor, but as a strategic collaborator in shared supply chain development," unquote.
In international news, after Sunday night's British Academy Awards, the BBC and the BAFTAs have released a statement apologising for a racial slur that was broadcasted while Sinners actors Michael B. Jordan and Delroy Lindo presented the awards for Best Digital Effects. Host Alan Cumming had earlier told the audience that Tourette's Syndrome advocate John Davidson was in the audience. Mr. Davidson, who inspired the BAFTA-nominated film I Swear, released a statement after the event saying he was deeply mortified if anyone considers his involuntary tics to be intentional or to carry any meaning. The incident prompted the British Academy of Film and Television Arts to apologise for offensive language that carries incomparable trauma and pain for so many, adding, "We would like to thank Michael and Delroy for their incredible dignity and professionalism." For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the high band. That's all for your news at 8am. We'll be back at 9am for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.